fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Focuses on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO from Sage International School here in Boise, courtesy of CAPED, promoting our schools, securing our future. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hotel Ryan always makes me smile here. We're joined by Alex Olson of the Outdoor Program and Ella Weber. Is it Wells? Is that right, ma'am?
Weber. Wells, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. The eyes go a little when you get to be my age, so thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, tell us a little bit about the Outdoor Program, sir.
Right. Well, we have been doing an outdoor program for the last couple of years, but this year and into next year, we're stepping it up to do weekend trips. We're going to do trips, day trips every Friday. We're going to do spring break trips, and we're also going to do trips during the summer that last usually about 4 or 5 days.
Now, these trips are not just like you go out and hang out. There's a curriculum involved, right?
Yeah, we do. We try to teach a lot of different outdoor skills. We try to tie in, skills that students have had done in the classroom. But, really the primary thing is to get students out in the outdoors and enjoy, great state of Idaho.
What about you, Ella? What are your thoughts?
Well, we...
You're excited to be here.
Yeah.
I think you're the most excited person we've had here today, so thank you.
Yeah, so we... I've taken several trips this year, and we go explore Idaho's outdoors, and then we also go to, we have group activities, on the Oregon Coast trip last summer. We went to the aquarium, and they also kind of give us freedom, so they let us roam around Cannon Beach and all that areas, all those areas.
And how do you merge the academic side with the outdoor side? How do you meld them into one?
Well, I guess a few different ways. One is often we kind of rely on some of the existing staff that we have here in the school to go along with us. So many of the outdoor, the chaperones are people who are actually teachers. And so they're along to kind of do, little teachable moments when they, I remember in the Hell's Canyon trip where we were just at, about a month ago, we had a teacher there who would, a biology teacher who would point out, interesting animals and birds and all
sure.
kinds of different stuff. We're looking, as we expand this program next year, we're also looking to do more concrete kind of, actual curricular things to work in a lot of the classroom lessons with the outdoor trips.
And Ella, how does that help you?
Well, it gives you a sense of, you can connect, the outdoors to your classroom in the school. So you can... The IB attributes is principled, caring, reflective, communicator, which are all tied into the learning. At Sage, we tie those into the outdoor program also, so it just kind of ties everything together.
All right. We continue on here at 580 KIDO. I think we've got the traffic going. Don't look at me. I didn't do it. Okay. We're still live on the air here. Ray, what you have to do is somebody flip the Comrex so I'm getting fed our country sister station in my ears. So hopefully you need to call now because this is not going well. So let's continue on here at 580. Turn my headphones off, please, at 580 KIDO. See, this is, Ella, this is what you have to do when you're on the job. Is you actually have to continue to improvise and keep going. And I'm sure that happens in the outdoors when, you might stub your toe or someone, might get injured or the hike's a little longer than they thought.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big values of these trips is that they're experiential education. So students are often put in situations in which they need to, you know, improvise and be self-sufficient and, adapt to, you know, changing weather conditions or something that's happened, you know, on the trip. And that's, I think sometimes, though it can be, you know, a little challenging maybe at the time, I think sometimes like overcoming, you know, different adversity that nature throws at you is one of the big satisfying elements of the of these sorts of trips.
Ella, what else would you like to say? You like school.
Yeah, I love school. Yeah.
What do you love about school, and what do you want to say to parents that their kids might not share the same love that you have for school?
Well, Sage is an amazing school. We have amazing staff. And.
Well, that's great for you if you're at Sage, but what if you're at your other school?
Well, you just have to take the... You have to be enthusiastic.
You have to find something you like.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I like a lot of subjects, so it's kind of hard. But, you have to be enthusiastic about all subjects, and you, yeah.
Sure. Well, that sounds good. Do you have a favorite subject?
No.
Okay.
It's hard. I really like English and math right now. So.
Well, keep going. You'll go a long way with English and math.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Ella. We appreciate it. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us?
I guess I just want to, you know, thank the good people here at Sage for helping us launch an excellent outdoor program and give, kids an opportunity to do things through their school that it's really unusual that a school would be able to run such a, you know, kind of comprehensive outdoor program. And so I think that's a kind of a really exciting thing that's happening here at Sage that makes the school kind of noteworthy and outstanding.
All right, Alex, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thank you both. You have a good day. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, as we continue to go on here. Phone numbers, you're free to go, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you're a smoker, looks like there's a big merger coming with Big Tobacco.
Two tobacco giants are reported to be in talks to form one big puff of smoke. Reynolds and Lorillard are in advanced talks to merge, according to the Wall Street Journal. It's a more than $50 billion. And the combined company would control about 90% of the U.S. tobacco industry, combining familiar brands Camel and Pall Mall with Newport. The deal would also give Reynolds a commanding position in the e-cigarette business. Lorillard's blue e-cigarette is nearly 50% of the U.S. market. The merger would not be without risk, including potential FDA curbs on menthol cigarettes and antitrust scrutiny. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. So the search for cigarettes might be a challenge. You know, everything's going up here. Other news of the day at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, is an issue that is getting a lot of attention. It was the lead story last night. It was the lead story before. And the naming rights of Bronco Stadium, now owned by the Albertsons Corporation, for 15 years, $12 million over 15 years. And one thing that we do here, at 580 KI, particularly with my show in the morning, our show in the morning, is to tell the truth. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but we always want your opinion. I've been a big proponent of Albertsons, though they don't sponsor this show or really, you know, sponsor our station at all. We'd love for them to do that. I love the folks at the 10 Mile Albertsons. But when you think about the statements from the Albertsons CEO yesterday that this shows their commitment. This is their hometown. And $12 million for 15 years. I'm sorry, but is everything that we work at, that we're involved in, involved with sports? To me, maybe lowering the prices, maybe making sure stores don't close. Does that seal the deal for you? And I guess Kevin Miller is the only thing, and maybe that's because our company used to have the Broncos and we don't. Kevin Miller is the only Bronco-free entity in the state. You want to get popular, attach yourself to the blue and orange, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's a great program. Coach Pete did a wonderful job. But shouldn't Albertsons stand alone on quality? Or do you believe it's a good move that solidifies their renewed hometown interest and values? We go to the phones. We go to Dave in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Kevin,
good morning, Dave.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Kevin. Great show as always. I'm trying to figure out, trying to find something bad about it.
something bad about the deal?
Yeah, about the deal. I mean, you know me. Normally, I'm an opponent. That's a horrible idea. But right now, Boise State got a big chunk of change. The people that work at Albertsons, it's code for them of job security. I don't know what's bad about it.
Well, I'll hit you with this, and I'm not saying bad, but you have, again, the naming rights of a public stadium. You have the tuition going up. Will this money be, and here I'll be bleeding hard progressive loony lib Kevin Miller, for the sake of argument or for the sake of discussion here at 580KIDO, you have tuition going up, no mention of that. This money is going to the athletic program. Does the athletic program need the money, number one? Number two, you take a look at Albertsons. They're involved in a highly competitive market. We've heard that stores across the area, not maybe in our area, might close. They've got Rosars, they've got Winco. On one hand, it could be a great branding purpose, but on the other hand, couldn't that money go to revitalizing stores and lowering the price of Kevin Miller's favorite item at Albertsons, the banana peppers?
Well, I know you like to buy the mixed fruit as well. I'm telling you, a lot of people forget that this isn't the first time that it's happened. I'm going way back now. They used to have a.
Now wait a minute. What do you mean by the mixed? Wait a minute. What do you mean by the mixed fruit? What's that supposed to mean?
Well, the raspberries with the blackberries. The missus likes those.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes.
I was just checking.
I got a little defensive when you say mixed fruit. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, that's your own fault. You're going to have to work through that issue, but. You know, it used to be called Health South. It wasn't Stadium, but it was Health South Field. And you know what happened to Health South and then Crucial.com. And I don't know what the heck happened to that. So my only wish is it would be called Joe Albertson Stadium. If you're really going to be local and you're going to spin it as, you know, 50 years ago, Joe and JR came in here, call it Joe Albertson Stadium.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that when the news conference yesterday was, they referenced it as Albertsons LLC, and I'm thinking, what about Mr. Albertsons? But I go back to this point at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, Dave, and I think to myself, yeah, it's great, it's fun, it's exciting, and it's a wonderful feel-good, but what's the other side? The other side is, you know, will this affect business? And it's all about the green. Will it affect business? And here's, and maybe I'm totally wrong, which wouldn't be the first time. And maybe because I'm the only one questioning it, I'm going, is this really a good move? Maybe it is.
Well,
you
I
seem
think
to think
if
so.
If you're going to base it on, let's say, 6 games per year, and what do you have? It's a 10-year deal, and put 12.
No. It's a 15-year deal at $12 million. If you want to really talk money, maybe they should have done it a few years ago when their value was a little bigger. Again, the idea of a public institution selling the naming rights. Well, everybody does it. That doesn't make it right, does it?
I think in this day and age, Kevin, it does. The only question I would have is if I'm over there at the, and I know you want to talk education, but if I'm over at the basketball facility, if I'm Leon Rice, I'm saying, hey, what about me? You're building new practice fields. You're naming your stadium. And I'm playing in a building you built in 1981. You're going to do anything for me as Joe Albertsons? Or maybe we can get Paul's Markets to help out the basketball program.
Maybe we can get Paul's Markets to help out Kevin Miller.
Well, I bring you a box of donuts, for crying out loud. So, yeah, Kevin, as much as I want to say, you know, bad for Boise State, good for Boise, it's all good for Boise State, for Albertsons. Yeah, they got a big splash yesterday, but if you start basing it on what they're going to pay per game to have their name on, because remember, you're only in the state. It's not like Taco Bell Arena that, you know, you have your favorite group, Journey, and who's the other one you like, Eminem. They come to town, you're always saying Taco Bell Arena. You're going to say Joe Albertson Stadium 6 times, and then we'll forget about them. Until next fall.
Yeah, and hopefully the price of peas won't go up.
Well, like I always tell you, eat all your carrots and peas on your plate.
At Words to Live By, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're a great American. 819, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580KIDO, so we've got that big issue there when we're talking about Albertson Stadium versus Broncos Stadium. And I think this is something that universities across the country, whether they're in the Pac-12, the Mountain West, the SEC, are going to have to address their quasi-public-private partnership. Remember, a lot of your tax dollars do go to pay for public universities. Number one, private business getting involved in this, selling suites. It's big business, but is education lost in it? Boy, do I sound Pollyanna. Other issues, your reaction to the election, still wondering. Tom Munns was on Facebook going, I'm so mad, I'm not going to call in. Well, look, Tom, don't get mad. Call in. We want to hear from you. While we're taking your calls, we're at Sage International School here. But getting back to the election, I want to take a look at the Simpson-Smith matchup and what it really means. Also, if you missed it, during our podcast section, the 7 a.m. hour, we have the interview with Senator Fulcher. He talks about what's next for him, what's next for the party and the state. You can catch that at 580kido.com. Let's get you to work safely and on time from Sage International School.
Summa cum laude!
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education.
Now back to Kevin Miller at Sage International Public Charter School in Boise on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Here we are at Sage International School. The students congregating around us. Who needs college game day when we have Kevin Miller promoting our schools? The kids are excited to learn, as they all are in all our schools that we go to. Remember, we want to thank our friends at CapEd for making that happen. Taking your phone calls on a variety of issues, our column at 580KIDO, Idaho Votes, What's Next? That's the title. We'd love you to read it. Right now, we're asking the same question. We go to the soon-to-be Senator, Tony Sinesco, on the campaign trail with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Kevin. Let me tell you, I'm finally getting over the elections. All day yesterday, I was pretty much in a slump. But, after attending my first community forum, it became painfully evident that Idaho's qualifications to run for statewide office was lacking. The two of our candidates, all of our candidates, I guess, could have just gotten in by paying the $300. Any citizen can get into the debate, obviously, and go to all of the governor debates just by spending $300 and vent on their issues. I think that the present requirements for a governor should be 1,000 signatures and forego the $300. Idaho became a laughingstock over the governor's race, and the debate went viral, making us really look like podunks to the nation. I think the Idaho citizens deserve a respectable debate among qualified candidates, and requiring 1,000 signatures would trim the field down to those who are willing to invest their time into the race. So that's my opinion. Hey, may I put in a plug for tonight's dinner?
See, this is what I love about you, that you give us some content before the plug.
Well, you want me to come in first with a plug?
No, I think this is kind of like it's kind of an added value commercial. You give us some content, then it's sponsored by your event here at 580KIDO. Most people,
well,
see, Tony, you know the process of how to work me. You get it, as opposed to other people that just come on and go, yes, I've got this, and this. So please go ahead.
Okay, listen, tonight our author Clayton Kramer is going to be speaking at our Idaho Carry Dinner over at Fuddruckers on Eagle Road. And his writings were quoted in the Heller decision back in 2008 with the Supreme Court. And so we're going to have a really exciting dinner. It's open to the public, 6:30 at Fuddruckers. I appreciate the plug. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Hey, well, we appreciate everything that you're doing, Tony. You take care and don't be a stranger.
You got it. Well, now that the primaries are over, I'm back.
All right. Well, you're off your suspension as well. Good.
Thanks. See ya.
All right, Tony. I think we suspended half our audience because of the election. And joining us now is that favorite young man the darling of the multi-platform media, Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. You're so kind to me saying that young man. Wow. I don't know whether
Well, you are a young man.
well, sure. But I don't think I can get that job out there in Cody anymore because I am a little bit more middle-aged now.
Well, that's where we're going next. Cody, Wyoming. They got an opening there.
You know, I just wanted to touch base on this. Albertsons making a decision to bring the Bronco branding iron into their stores. Now, this is a real good decision. It's a free enterprise decision. It's one that they made that's been made by many corporations around the country. You know, I'm kind of happy to see it happen here. You know, obviously, they believe this is going to be good for the stores, and evidently they believe the $12 million is not a large amount for the publicity and branding. You know, if it generates more money for the Boys and Sports program, that's a good thing. As far as them using
Yeah,
money.
But you see...
No. You're getting off the wrong path when you're starting to think that you're mixing public and private. That's been going on for many years. And it's
doesn't make it right,
though.
No,
it doesn't always make it right. But by the same, if you think the money's going to be used for tuition, then you're very wrong. That's not going to happen. But I think the fact that this will enhance some of the sports programs out here, that's a good thing for the college. I think it's a good thing for Albertson. You've seen this been going. It's been going on for the last 25 years. You see all these.
I just look at it. Yeah, but you know, there's no counter argument to anything. And people will say, oh, you're a hater. No, I think that that should be a discussion. And does this mean that all the stores are going to be, you know, open and we're going to keep employing local folks, that this money came from marketing? Look, it's life is branding. However, you still have to buy the pickles.
Well,
and I'm concerned about the employees.
See, I'm not
concerned about...
That doesn't concern me as much. They've got to run a business. They know what their margins
Look,
are. The grocery business only has 2-3% margins at best. So they know what
we all know why you're. Can. We all know why you're saying that because you're a Rosars man.
Well, I do spend a fair amount of time there, but I have frequented all the stores. I go to Albertsons has certain things I like. Rosars has other things. Fred Meyer's has other things. But I think that that's a decision that has to be made by the corporation. I don't think it's going to cause any layoffs here in Idaho. I think it might actually bring more business into the stores. Who knows? Maybe they have a lot of promotion for the Broncos.
Well, you know, that could be, you know, that's something that that you're opening my eyes. That could be the NASCAR effect. You know, people go to Lowe's because of Jimmy Johnson. Yeah,
that's true. Or maybe they have, instead of a Monopoly game, they have a Bronco riding game in Albertsons, you know?
Yeah, I think stick to politics.
A lot of things can happen from something like this, but I do think it's beneficial to the school and it's beneficial to the sports program. And it's probably going to be very beneficial to Albertsons over time.
You know, this is really upsetting me. This is supposed to be agreement radio.
I'm agreeing with Albertsons.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Saturday there, buddy.
We'll see you then. Have yourself.
All right. There you heard it. You too, sir. There you heard it from our friend Tea Party Bob, Kevin Miller in the morning. And that's just one of the topics we are discussing here at Sage International School in Boise. The issue of the naming of the Broncos. Everybody thinks it's a great deal. I'm just going, what's the benefit to you? What's the benefit to the taxpayer? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Plus your thoughts on the election and the VA scandal. We'll do that, plus much, much more, promoting our school, securing our future at 580-KIDO.
Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future.
580-KIDO.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education.
Now, from Sage International Public Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Kay Miller in the morning, promoting our school, securing our future. We're joined by two students here at Sage International School. Why don't you both introduce yourself? We'll start with you, ma'am. Go ahead.
My name is Madison, and I've been here for about 3 years.
All right, Madison.
I'm Alec Conkle, and I've been here for 2.
Well, what's it like winding down the end of the year? Is it tough to concentrate?
Yeah, there's a couple finals going on. We have a lot of projects, but it's a lot easier to know that your teachers are always backing you up and always being there for you.
No, come on.
They are.
Where's the talking points?
They are.
That's what that's.
I'd say the teachers do a fantastic job of backing us up and helping us get through our finals and just being supportive.
Sure. Now, how do they do that? What's an example?
Well, they always have their website updated and make sure that you know what's going on. You can ask them any question, and they have office hours, and you can come in and just say, like, hey, I don't understand this, and they'll gladly help you. Like, they won't stop you from learning, and they're going to help you get there no matter what.
And what would you like to do when you're done here?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
I'm going to be honest.
Well, that honesty is good. We continue on. What about you and your experience here? Getting ready for the summer?
Most definitely. I love my teachers here. They're great.
You love the teachers, too?
Yes.
All right.
They're fantastic. It's always, if you need help with something, it's one-on-one. They will have study hall right after lunch. It's right when you need something. If you don't understand something, it's just fine. It's great to have that one-on-one connection with your teachers. Just like Alec had said, your websites are always updated. Skyward, always updated for our grades. What we might need to turn in, what we might need to redo. And the best part about this school is just like we can take our time with our assignments and make them even better after one after another.
And that's the improvement never stops is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your favorite class?
I love design technology. I think it's an interesting class. It's a class where we create our own buildings. We create our own buildings. Yeah, we put our ideas into actual things. Like, so if you want to build a shelf, you can build a shelf. And recently, we got a design software and a 3D printer. So if you want to make an iPhone case, you can print that out, and I think that's really cool that our school has the opportunity to do that, and it's really a futuristic type job that'll really help us.
Sure.
How
do you top that one? He pulled the 3D printer.
Yes, it's very awesome. I've actually seen the 3D printer in action, and it's made a little tiny cupcake, and it was really cute.
Right.
I guess my teacher just wanted to do that, and it was really fun. And so my favorite class myself is actually to be having urban PE. Since we don't have a gym here at our school, we use the entire Greater Boise. And it's just totally awesome because we'll go to Ann Morrison Park, we'll play some Frisbee. We actually have this last couple times. We've gone hiking up in, like, Eagle Loop. And then also have played bike polo.
Bike polo?
Bike polo. And it's awesome and very hard, but very fun.
Okay. You want to say anything about your experience in radio?
Yeah, I have a radio show at Radio Boise, and it's a lot of fun.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
And you're into radio. Why?
It's a fun hobby. It's something that I can do and meet with my co-hosts, and I just get to meet with them every week, and it's a lot of fun to play music and talk a bit and just be known.
Get rid of that music. You need to talk more. Trust me. But anyway, well, it's good to hear. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your experiences here, maybe to parents and grandparents in the Treasure Valley? This is your chance to tell them what to do.
I think that this is an amazing school, and if you have a kid that wants to learn and wants to have a future and wants to just be successful in life, then this is really a great place to do that. The teachers will help you get there. Everybody will help you get there, students, teachers.
And you're 14, and that's your perspective.
Yeah.
Wow. And what about you, ma'am?
I personally love it. My parents love it. Since we've been going here for 3 years, I actually have a little sister here, too. She's in the sixth grade, and it's insane because I have some friends that don't go here, and it's a lot of fun, but it kind of sucks that they don't go here.
Well, we really don't use that verb on the radio. You could say stinks.
Stinks.
Yes, thank you. It stinks that they don't go here. Why?
Yeah, because I don't get to express my learning with what they've done, and it's just, it's different because I'll go into a conversation with grown-ups, and for some reason they always say, like, oh, you sound very mature about this. You sound...
I would never think that.
Awesome. Sometimes I like being a kid like that.
It's good to be a kid. You know, even when you're a grown-up, mm-hmm. just still be a kid. Words to live by.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And it's just, it's a great community here. The kids, one-on-one, parents can connect into teacher with teachers. Our director, Hegg, is amazing. She's staying on top of everything.
And you could go on and on, couldn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I could.
Well, we appreciate that. You guys have done a great job. Thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And maybe you should get involved in radio.
Maybe.
It's, you know, you take a look at this, and let me just tell you, you know, without radio, we wouldn't have any of this stuff because that was the original electronic communication.
Yep.
Wow.
All right.
Shocking.
There you have it. See, that's what you get, these uncomfortable moments. All right. Thank you both. We appreciate it. Great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's get you to traffic at 580 KIDO.
Our schools secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education.
Now, from Sage International Public Charter School in Boise, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller here at Sage International School in Boise, Charter School, promoting our school, securing our future. Couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without our friends at CapEd. Couldn't do it without Hotel Ryan. And we will continue on. We do want to thank Senator Fulcher for joining us. If you missed our interview with him, you can catch that at 580kido.com for the podcast. And speaking of which, don't forget tomorrow is Free Fuel Fridays. Go to 580kido.com for details. A few things that we are talking about. My recent blog post last night, if you get a chance and you're looking to kill some time at work and you really can't leave and you're searching the web and I know you can't get enough of me. I can't get enough of me. Who can? Take a look at Idaho Votes, What's Next. We detail the fallout of the governor's race, what's next for Governor Otter, the chances of Mr. Belukoff, who has an open invitation to join us to answer your questions, to be available to the people. And Senator Fulcher, what his campaign meant, what could have done, if anything, and what's next for him. And we are asking you that question, and a lot of people very upset. And I can tell you there have been many times in the past that I have tried, and I have tried, and I have tried. Like Linkin Park, I tried so hard, but in the end it didn't matter. But this did matter. You did send a message. On an average, 36% of the vote, without money, without influence, voted for not the incumbents. And if the incumbents are going to be successful, they've got to get those folks back. Details at 580kido.com, Idaho Votes, What's Next. Other issues that we have been looking at is the growing VA scandal.
It is important that our veterans don't become another political football, especially when so many of them are receiving care right now. This is an area where Democrats and Republicans should always be working together.
Some whistleblowers have come forward to report that evidence is being destroyed at VA facilities in spite of a request from Congress and an order by the VA to preserve that evidence. What can the FBI do to make sure that the evidence is not destroyed and that it is preserved?
As of this morning, the FBI has not been asked to assist in any part of that investigation.
I know the people are angry and want swift reckoning. I sympathize with that. But we have to let the investigators do their job and get to the bottom of what happened. Our veterans deserve to know the facts. Their families deserve to know the facts. Once we know the facts, I assure you, if there is misconduct, it will be punished.
It would not be unusual to see two or three different psychiatrists each year. And so every time he went in, he would need to retell his story of what he was experiencing with that new doctor. And they would just change medications randomly.
This is not
an isolated instance. This is systemic. This is an administration-wide mismanagement.
I want to know what's working. I want to know what is not working, and I want specific recommendations on how VA can up their game.
This VA issue is a national embarrassment, and the president's response to it is an embarrassment.
There you have it. There you have it from Capitol Hill yesterday. More in a minute. Let's get you to work safe. Kevin Miller with you. Do appreciate the folks at Sage International School for having us. Cap Ed, you for being here. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. We'll